Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, November 8th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. A former Meta engineer spoke in front of a Senate subcommittee yesterday about executives at the social media giant failing to protect minors on its platforms.
Instagram knows when a kid spends a significant amount of time looking at harmful content, content that they are recommending. Meta must be held accountable for their recommendations and for the unwanted sexual advances that Instagram enables.
Our reporter Jeff Horwitz will join us later in the show to tell us more about who this engineer is and what led him to testify on Capitol Hill. But we're starting with some headlines. The scientific journal Nature has retracted a paper that claimed it had identified a superconductor capable of operating at room temperature. The blockbuster finding would have paved the way for more efficient energy grids and battery technology. But our science reporter Niti Subbaraman says the research raised doubts immediately.
A lot of people were excited about the potential for a room temperature superconductor. But they had questions about some of the data that was presented in the study that made them question the results. For example, one of the charts that was in the paper, some researchers said they could not reproduce it with the raw data that was linked to it and published alongside it. They wondered if some aspects of the charts had been processed in ways that hadn't been disclosed. And a couple of researchers submitted their questions to the journal Nature, which itself did an investigation, and based on that investigation, decided that a retraction was needed.
The researcher has claimed that he, quote, never engaged in fabrication, manipulation, or misrepresentation of data in his research. And Uber has posted its second ever operating profit. In its September quarter, gross bookings grew 21% year over year. Uber's rides bookings rose 31%, while its delivery bookings expanded 18%, but the company's freight bookings fell 27%. Revenue grew 11% to more than $9 billion. It posted a net profit of $221 million compared with a loss of $1.2 billion in the same period a year ago. The company projected further growth in the current December quarter. Its competitor Lyft reports results later today. Coming up, a former Meta employee has testified that company executives have a pattern of minimizing the harms Instagram has on minors. We'll have more on that after the break.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Arturo Bejar is a security engineer who began working with Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, in 2009 and left in 2015. In the following years, Bejar discovered his teenage daughter and her friends were constantly experiencing sexual harassment on the platform. As a result, Bejar decided to return to the company as a consultant. Now Bejar has taken the stand against his former employer, testifying in front of a Senate subcommittee on Tuesday.
In a carefully designed survey by Instagram in 2021, we found that 1 in 8 kids aged 13 to 15 years old experienced unwanted sexual advances in the last 7 days. This is unacceptable, and my work has shown that it doesn't need to be this way.
To tell us more about Bejar and what the company's former safety engineer is claiming, we're joined by WSJ reporter Jeff Horwitz. Jeff, I want to start with Bahar's daughter. She's an important part of why Bejar testified. Can you tell us what her role is in all of this?
So Arturo Bejar was in the middle of a divorce and wanted to spend more time with his kids. And one of the ways that he did that was he began restoring old cars with his daughter. And she created an Instagram account to show off the projects they were doing. It was all really very wholesome. And The problem began because while a lot of people seem to think that a young woman on social media discussing her passion about automotive restoration was pretty neat, there was some really rank misogyny and also a whole bunch of very aggressive sexual outreach to his daughter. And when she reported them to the company just did absolutely nothing. The company said nothing wrong with that in these instances. And that's what kind of led Bahar to think that he needed to try to figure out what was going wrong with the company. And he went back for 2 years as a consultant, working on the well-being team and specifically trying to figure out why teen experiences on the platform seemed to be very bad according to what teens experienced, yet somehow the platform's own safety statistics didn't reflect that.
What has Meta said about Bahar's or his daughter's experience?
Meta has said throughout that it's very focused on youth safety and that the problems that people experience on the platform mirror those of offline life, and said that it's doing what it can to make things better, and also has regularly published statistics suggesting that a lot of really serious problems just aren't very common on the platform. So according to the company's chosen measurements of child exploitation, for example, it is so rare that it's too small even to be measured on the platform. So Bahar saw those statistics, and to some degree by just triangulating with the experience of his daughter and her friends, thought something had to be wrong. And that spurred him and the well-being team to track bad experiences on the platform.
This isn't the first time that Meta has been called out on issues around safety and the well-being of minors on their platforms. We remember Frances Haugen, the former Facebook employee and whistleblower, who alleged that the company was covering up internally understood ways that its products could harm the health of users and undermine public discourse. Have there been any new guidelines that have been put in place since?
So, in response to our work, Meta pointed to more than 30 different tools it has built over the years related to child safety in some form or another. Talking with Artur Bahar about all this stuff, one of the things that Tathi noted was that the company has never created a way for a user to report that someone is contacting them in an unwelcome fashion. You can report someone and say that they've sent you something very bad or that they used hate speech, but just saying that they are being gross, that's something that they don't really allow because it's not a violation of their rules. So to this day, you can't report that there is unwanted social contact that you've experienced on the platform.
You spoke with Bahar. The journal reviewed internal documents from Meta. What have you learned about the safety on the platform as a whole?
One of the takeaways from the documents and Bahar's experience and from those of colleagues of his who I also spoke to about this stuff is that the company is defining problems in as narrow a fashion as possible. Child exploitation comes down to the question of if there is actual nudity or sexual abuse occurring in a image, like overtly. It doesn't come down to whether someone is saying something that seems a little lewd about a kid or whether they're posting risque, inappropriate photos of a child, but fall short of illegality. And the company sort of has defined these things in ways where the problems perhaps look a little smaller than what any human might experience them to be if they were actually on the platform.
Is Meta unique in dealing with those problems? Don't other platforms have such issues as well?
So this is something that Arturo Bahar called out in his messages to leadership when he brought this stuff to Mark Zuckerberg and Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, is that he does believe this is an industry-wide problem.
We should note Mark Zuckerberg and Adam Mosseri did not respond to those messages.
And that the industry as a whole hasn't built the tools to even know what its users are experiencing, much less adequately help them. That said, there are some very specific things in terms of how Meta has approached this stuff and sort of the design of its products that are going to be unique to that platform. It's much harder on some other platforms, say, to find young users, right? Whereas on Instagram, you find one high school kid, then you found every one of their friends because you can just see who's following who for the most part. And likewise, there's a very big question about recommendation systems and how this stuff plays in. For a long time, it's been assumed that the way the internet works is just that people post things there. It's a neutral platform, almost inert. Whereas one of the things that Bahar is really focused on as well is on how the platform amplifies content and how things that are problematic can go viral and become really widespread. It would be hard for an adult man to harass 10 kids in the span of 5 minutes in real offline life. Obviously, on Instagram, that's an easy thing.
That was our reporter, Jeff Horwitz. By the way, Jeff has a book coming out on Meta and its safety policies. It's titled Broken Code, Inside Facebook and the Fight to Expose Its Harmful Secrets. That book will be available November 14th. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.